I'd like to move into item number seven, which is discussion and possible action on senior homestead discount by Kent Rendy, Upper Basin Regional Manager.
We're still in the book.
Did it right that time, I think, Pat. Next slide, please. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, back in July, when you approved the residential lease form and lease rate methodology, you also asked us, the staff, to come back to you with a recommendation for individuals that were 65 years and older and that had a homestead exemption on their property. We've heard much discussion today on that and different opinions from folks. We have gone back and looked at that. If you bring up the next slide, Jennifer. We do feel like that this discount should only apply to current authority lessees as of 1 January 2008, when the new lease basically is effective. Because that accommodates the expectations of the existing lessees as of 1 January of 2008. And we're pretty specific about that anyway, so it doesn't have any future expectations of other lessees but those that are currently on the books with the authority at that time. We reviewed the 2002 board-approved 10% discount and other options, and I'll show you what we at least have come up with for you to consider. We've got, and I'll give a couple of assumptions that we have here looking at this. We're showing the average lessee savings based on a 10, 25% discount and a freeze, and then the BRA revenue loss. The assumptions that go into these figures, we roughly have about 134 lessees that are 65 and older and have a homestead exemption right now at the lake. So we've assumed, number one, that all of those individuals as of 1 January would be on the new lease form and also would be then the new discounted rate methodology would be applicable to them. So when John Ars, our CFO, looked at this, basically these are estimations of what a lessee would save with
loss. What type of increase in market value did you plug into the equation?
We, I think John plugged in a 5% increase per year on the lease rate on the appraised property land value.
So a 25% increase
every five years.
Adjustment period.
Right.
Okay.
I meant to mention that too. That's right.
Okay.
And obviously, that's just an estimate of. You can see, of course, there are three different options, as Kent said. There's the 10%, which is sort of the current senior discount we have right now. Then the 25% is another option, and then the freeze for the third option.
And you can, of course, see the, then just looking at it, when we say a 10-year savings, that's the total cumulative over 10 years. That's not like an annual number or anything. That's, so for instance, when you look up there at the 10% discount for the average lessee, they'd save about $1,900 total over a 10-year period, given the, and that's an average lessee. I mean, we took the 134 lessees and just took the average. Clearly, there's a value, a range of lessees as far as property values across that. So that's just the average. And then 25%, you can see $4,700, and then the freeze. Now, this assumes, in the case of the freeze, that they move on to the new methodology. This does not assume the freeze of their current rate. This assumes that January 1st, 2008, they moved to the new methodology, the 2% times the 2007 value, okay? And then you freeze from that point out. They would never go up after that, but they would move to that methodology.
So when you're freezing market value as well as percentage?
This is
freezing market value.
Well, it's freezing percentage and market. This assumes a freeze of the actual number. So it assumes both market value and the 2%. So it stays at 2% times 2007 values.
I think what John's saying is you calculate their rate as of the 2007 value at that 2%, whatever that rate is, you then freeze that. Henceforth, that's what they pay, and I think that's somewhat what some of the folks have mentioned.
Or at least Tom, let me ask you something. And this 25-year revenue loss, that's in five-year increments. Is that right, Ken?
Yes, sir. It's cumulative.
Yeah, I understand. Right. That's every 5 years. It goes up 5%. Bang, this is it. But if we freeze it, then 12.
Well, it actually assumes every year the value would go up 5%. Every year the value goes up 5%. So it over,
and then the rate goes up every 5 years.
And the rate that assumes that the rate would go up. In the case of the two discounts, the 10% and the 25% discount, those are just those assume that the rate goes up also. The freeze is the only one that assumes that whatever the rate is that they pay, and I mean rate, I mean the amount, the 2% times the 07 values, it never changes. I mean that number is if it's $3,000 a year, it's $3,000 a year forever. It's just
the way. Did you ever do a present value of that $12 million discounted back to January of 08? But what numbers would that represent at January 08? Just a present value of that income stream loss?
I didn't run that, but we could certainly.
And on a rate of our average borrowing rate or whatever?
Probably 5% or something like
but
that.
But I mean, just pick up something that's reasonable and just, you know, I'd be curious to know what that number is.
Okay.
Well, see if we can figure that out. 97 or more for you have that big loss, too.
And
you've all
got to
live 25 years to have that size
long. And I want to throw you a curveball.
Right. Johnny, we're giving you the benefit of the doubt.
I want to throw you a curveball. And I don't know. I mean, I've obviously never dealt with this type of situation, so this is new to me. And if I'm out on a limb, just don't cut it out from under me too quick. I think there are two groups of folks out there. There are the folks out there that have retired on fixed incomes, and then there are the folks that are planning to retire that have another home elsewhere. Would you agree?
Yes.
And honestly, my biggest concern is for the folks that are out there right now that have retired. So I'm not so sure I'm okay giving everybody across the board the same kind of discount. In other words, I might be inclined to freeze it for those folks that are homesteaded as of January 1-08. And after January 1-08, anybody that homesteads and is 65 gets a 25% discount. I don't know how that's received among my...
What way do you really mean freeze? Because remember, freeze doesn't exist anywhere else in the real world.
Well, and freeze may be just freezing the market value at what it is at that date.
You know, and the rate can change.
And then the rate, you know, the rate could change. If I err here, I want to err on the side of extreme caution. I don't want anybody having to sell. And I don't think anybody here wants anybody to have to sell. And I'm a little bit concerned that with the options presented, other than the specific freeze, we could still be forcing some folks out.
And that's very possible. That's very possible.
So that's why I just, you know, if we had a group, if we said anybody that's homesteaded 65 and older as of January 1, 08, and maybe freeze is not the good word, but we give them a deeper discount, and then after that, anybody else just gets the 25% discount.
Well, does freeze equal cap or freeze equals Billy's freeze?
The way it's represented right now, it is literally capped the amount.
Got it. Now, I'd like to see what January of 2008, what that number is, present value. I don't care what it is 25 years from now. I want to know what the decision is on January 1. What is the number that we're really looking at?
Let me go. I can go calculate that.
Well, wouldn't it, on a freeze?
What are you discounting? I'm not quite right with you, Steve. What cash flow are you discounting to the current day?
I guess they've
computed something up there on a revenue loss, which is a stream of losses for 25-year period. And if you discount that back, is that, I mean, what is that number? I guess it's zero, huh?
It's probably less than that.
No. If it's a cap?
I got my calculator.
Where's the spreadsheet? She's not here. She doesn't.
Our borrowing rate.
Well, it's going to vary through those 25 years.
Our borrowing rate.
That's the name of it.
That's why we're asking.
Is he asking them to go to get the individual of the 16? No. And get the real number?
Calculation or something.
$12 million.
25 years.
25 years at 5% is $3 million, 3.4.
That's the present value.
Present value, okay.
He's saying three is the value.
That's what he said.
And your proposal, Wade, would be to have one set of citizens at a freeze, and we could define that, but another one at a...
At a 25% discount.
At a 25% discount.
I have a legal question.
Yes, sir.
Right now?
Yes. Are you running into that?
Well, there's 134 and homestead. I don't have any.
The question's been posed, if we break out the folks that are currently...
With their baseline.
They're homesteaded 65, offer them one discount, and offer somebody who hasn't moved out there, who isn't homesteaded at this time, a different discount, are we discriminating?
Well, I mean, I can't tell you that someone won't allege that you are. I mean, the real risk is what will people allege? And I think what you'd have to do is you'd have to show a rational basis for the differentiation between the parties. And that, I mean, that's off the top of my head. I haven't researched that. But whenever there's a discrimination claim, part of what you have to look at is there a rational basis for, you know, the difference in classification? And, I mean, that's really what we labored with was, well, what is the guy who's going to say if he's, you know, 64 and a half on the day that the deal comes down? Is he going to feel as though, you know, it was unfair and inequitable to him? And staff really labored with that, and it wasn't as much the concern. I mean, we didn't talk in terms of legal discrimination, more just the sort of the ethical argument or the argument the person would make who's, you know, 1 month away or 3 months away or 6 months away. But, you know, we can certainly research that and look at it, but I don't think I can ever give you a definitive answer that someone won't raise a legal question as to whatever you do.
There's actually one other group. There are the two groups, but there's also a group of people out there that are on fixed income, that are retired, homesteaded, and not 65.
Yep.
Okay.
Let me make just a couple of statements. Y'all may already know this. There are approximately 250 homesteaders out there total, out of 1,576 lessees. Regardless of age, there's 250-something, between 250 and 260. Of that 250, 134 of them are over 65. Okay, so there's 120 that are under 65, but that they're already homesteading. Just for to give you a point of reference. Now, obviously, that's going to change over time as perhaps people move out there or move away or whatever, but that's what the current numbers are right now.
And let me clarify, we're talking about just the existing leaseholders. This option will not be available to somebody that, say, I'm using this term loosely, buys a lease in after January 1 of 08.
That's correct.
They will not have this option.
Okay. That's right. Your first slide.
And it will be against the leasehold that they currently have as well.
Okay.
And we've also... We've also talked about there's a few complications in this, in that the number of the people that are listed on a lease, we're talking about people that are actually listed on the lease. Now, we have instances where we have multiple people listed on leases. You could have a son or daughter. You could have brothers or sisters or things like that. Our position is they would have to be listed as of January 1st, 2008. They'd literally have to be on the lease as a signature on the lease. To be able to qualify at that point or in a future point to be. I mean,
there's one person on the lease?
Well, we have leases that some have one person. We have leases that have multiple people.
What I'm saying is if one person qualifies, then the lease qualifies.
But at any given time, only one person's, it only takes one person to get the, homestead discount.
Okay.
But I'm saying, for instance, if you wanted to put your son or daughter someday, you might have to change the lease to get them on it as of January 1st, 2008, as an example. And then when they turn 65, they would qualify under the way it's sort of drawn up here.
Wait.
Yes, sir.
The answer, you didn't get a complete answer to your question. Read that second bullet item. With homestead exemption, there could be a 72-year-old person that had a lease at Possum Kingdom and had not homesteaded.
Correct.
And they homestead after the date. They're not covered.
No, that's not true.
They will be.
Yeah, if they're a lessee, they don't have to meet either of the qualifications. They will ultimately can qualify someday once they meet both qualifications. They just simply have to be a lessee. They don't have to meet either one of the qualifications as of January 1st, 2008. The way it's written here. I mean, this is just a recommendation.
It's not clear from the way it's written.
Well, this is not the resolution. This is just what I was saying. You folks had asked us to look at, to examine a discount for those 65 years and older with a lease rate methodology. I think, Director Moore, as you look at the resolution, we kind of delineate some of that as well within it.
Okay.
And we tried very hard from an equitability and fair purview standard of this, looking at this, Director Gear and Chairman Pena, that we wanted to at least be able to, with the folks and the expectations of our current lessees out there, an individual is 62, hasn't been able to homestead yet with an exemption. When that time comes, they're able to do that. If they're 58, they'll pay a discounted rate for 5 years to 63. That lease rate then will go up to the next percentage, I think it's 3%. And in 2 years in, when they turn 65, if they homestead on that, then they would be, that rate, whatever they're paying then, would be frozen. So, it kind of stair steps as people come into the window based on where they come in and the rate.
I have another legal question.
Yes, sir.
If we decide to do this, is there a legal challenge to force this for all lessees?
Is there a legal challenge to what?
Is there a possibility of a legal challenge forcing us to do this for all lessees?
That's right.
You're discriminating against those people below. Yeah.
You can be legally challenged the way you're sitting in that chair. Right?
Yeah, I understand. What's the options of a successful challenge is my question.
Sir?
That wasn't my question. What's the odds of a successful challenge?
Well, I think there's enough precedent from the county standpoint that we can justify the position we're taking. I'm not...
But we need to get that out on the table.
Well, I guess I'm looking for some help here because...
I will tell you what my preference is. I mean, I like the freeze concept. And when these folks come in, because of whatever situation they're in, the 62-year-old and those kinds of folks, those examples, give them a freeze. I mean, this is me. There are so many issues involving Possum Kingdom and everything else. But when you look at just the economic impact of this on the overall scheme, it doesn't make any difference.
Yeah.
A lot to us in 25 years, but it makes a lot of difference to those people. And so I would rather have us look at the other issues out there, but have these folks in our position, frankly, fairly easy to understand. And that's why I'm not too crazy about the 25 this and the 10% that. It's a freeze, based on the definition, Kent, that you had come up with. That's just my personal preference.
I just don't want to know where I'm stepping on a scorpion.
I'm looking for somebody, maybe good Lord can help me here. It's 134 people today and it's a moving window. We have talked about freezes. We have talked about 10% is not enough. 10% is too much. What are the legal ramifications if we create an expectation that says, well, I was sitting in the boardroom on whatever the day is on the 29th, and Phil Ford, you said such and such, and so when my grandkid turns 65, I want him to have the same thing. You had to draw a line someplace and say, we're going to do this, and trust me, we've had hours of conversation. I'm 62 and a half. 63 and a half, pardon me, I lied. I was wishing I was 60.
Look at older.
And I was 60 when I came in here today.
Yeah, he is.
The point is that it's almost, and I sit here, and it's almost, to be fair, not put ourselves at risk about saying something that's unconstitutional, about saying something that we can't prove. Maybe it has to be, if you're a leasee today and you're over 65 and you're homesteaded, it's almost on a case by case basis, rather than a blanket statement that says here's what's going to happen. Now I don't know whether that works or not, but every this is kind of like the Naked City. There's a million stories and everybody has one. We're going to have to somehow say to the basics, do we believe that this increase or this freeze is the right thing to do? And then get on with their bad self and make that decision and press on. Because we're going to be sitting here this time 3 weeks from now saying, well, what about me? What about that one? What about my grandkids? So, and trust me, we're not taking this lightly. We're not trying to be anyway. But this is, again, these are numbers. And y'all wanted a different number about present value. We didn't look at that. We talked about it, but we didn't look at it. I guess you could go say, do you think 10% is enough? You think freeze is the right thing? These are representative numbers that puts it in a band. That's all it does. It doesn't say this is going to happen. And this is an average. Those are dangerous. Because some of the property, 65 and over, their value is $3 million for their house, or close to that. And then some of them are down here at less than $10,000. So that's a wide disparity to try to make a generalized statement about how we treat this in the proper legal and ethical and honest moral way.
Yeah, for the benefit of the folks, one more time. The proposal would include those people who are homesteaded 65 and older now, right?
As of 1 January 2008 that are lessees with us, that's correct.
And in addition to that, everybody. Who would it apply to? How about the person who's not 65 yet?
But
that's he's homestead out there.
As long as he's a lessee, current lessee, once he turns 65 or she, it would be applicable to him at that point.
Is that?
That's your first hurdle.
Is that difficult to understand?
Then you get 25 discount.
Just like property taxes are right now.
Is there anybody here on the committee or other board members that anybody have any real concerns with a freeze?
I do not.
No, I do not, Mr. Chairman.
I have a problem with it, with a freeze. I think we ought to have an opportunity for people to apply for a discount, and I may not. I don't know what that number ought to be, but they need to apply to us for a discount, and we need to base it on some other facts than just across the board we're going to give somebody a freeze when they get 65. They may not need that. And so I just have a real problem with saying we're going to freeze it for everybody.
Isn't that what they do now in the property?
Well, that gets into your school, which we talked about.
Let me understand this. If I'm 60, and right now I feel at least 60.
I'm 60.
In 5 years, I would then take the value, the assessed value, and the 3%, and that's where my freeze would kick in.
At the fifth year point, as you come into the next level of the rate methodology,
right?
Is that what you're saying? Yes, you look at 2012. Appraised value.
Okay, so
I got it. And then if you start up the ladder, excuse me. If you start up the ladder and you're not 65,
right?
and you go to the next plateau of the increased lease rate of the 6% over the 20-year period, wherever you fall on that, when you turn 65, that's where it stops.
That's where you froze.
You go to the 3%, your rate bumps up a little bit. If you turn 65 and your homestead, and it freezes right there henceforth.
Kent?
Yes, sir.
Both Director Pena and Director Gere asked you the question, 65 and homesteaded, and you said no other criteria. What about, again, the guy that's 72 years old and not homesteaded and not living out there, then moves out and files a homestead 10 years from now?
Does he have a lease right now, sir? As of 1 January?
That's what I'm saying. Is the criteria homestead now or not? That's what I'm asking.
I think the criteria is lease now.
If he has a lease as of January 1st of 2008, but he's not homesteaded on that, he say lives in the Metroplex, but he has a lease, sells his home in the Metroplex, moves to the lake, and homesteads there and gets the exemption, he's 70 years old, 72, then his rate would be determined and it'd be capped right there, frozen.
I just keep hearing the answer flip-flops.
At the tiny homesteads.
One of the things, of course, to keep in mind on the freeze is that for those that receive it, and let's say they're the 134 that will qualify as of January 1st, 2008, they'll move on to the new methodology. Let's assume they all move on to the 2% times the 07 values, whatever that number is. Then, of course, it'll never change from that point. So the value, if you're looking at it from a lessee market value or fair market value, they'll never pay more. In fact, they'll pay 2% will be the maximum value they'll ever pay on on their property value. And that'll actually go down over time because, in theory, the property values should rise over time. So that they're, a freeze is going to stop any escalation where the majority of the other people, and that's one of the reasons why I guess I recommended or thought the 25% discount, because it's a fairly substantial discount, but it does at least allow some equity where there's some movement allowed, just like all the other lessees, to move along the continuum. But, that as opposed to the freeze. The freeze will...
But it's attrition you're going to get it anyways.
I mean, we have a gentleman over here that has promised you he's not going to live forever. Yeah. So we got one that says that one of those guys are going to go off here.
I disagree with you a little bit in the sense that a 10-year savings for someone at a 25% discount is roughly $475?
$475 a year. That's correct. Annually.
Each year for the next year. Talking about going up more than $475 annually. So.
Yeah.
I mean, from where I sit, I don't think 25% discount is deep enough. I just think we need to be much deeper than that.
I think we ought to correlate it so that we don't have to keep track of that. I mean, the property tax records already determine when someone is homesteaded and over 65.
Uh-huh. Right.
So, and they freeze the school tax, I think, is all they freeze.
And that's the record we use, by the way. I couldn't even tell you the ages of any of the lessees. We don't have those records. We literally go by every year. We get from the Palo Pinto County Appraisal District or Young or Stevens County, whoever it is, we get their listing of their exemptions, and we will go by who they say is 65 and homestead. That's the qualifications. We will not keep the records that will confirm that. It'll be whatever records the County Appraisal District has.
Does anybody else have anything to say?
I favor the freeze at 65 and homesteaded, and whatever the property records say.
What does the resolution say?
The John Hawes resolution.
I thought that was the Kent Rennie resolution.
I must go public, and some of us voted one way, some voted another, but we reached a resolution.
How would the resolution
John just
read with a freeze?
I'm sorry, sir.
That's what I was asking.
How would the resolution read with a freeze? Can you show it on the screen?
Well, I've got some words crafted because I felt like we're probably going that way, Laura Lee. It may not work. What I said here was something to effect, be it the second portion here, be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes a senior homestead discount which freezes the residential lease rate for individuals who are, and then there's some other stipulations.
Next slide.
And I can read these. Of course, I'll have to read it again, but I will. As of January 1st, 2008, and continuously thereafter without interruption, the individual is a lessee of the property for which an exemption is sought, and two, the lessee at any time during the term of the lease receives an age 65 or older homestead exemption for the lease property in the county in which the lease property is located as per the county tax appraisal district records. And there's another. Additionally, if the lessee has multiple leases, the discount may only be applied toward the one lease upon which the dwelling subject to the county homestead exemption is located. And then be it further resolved, the senior homestead discount shall not reduce any lessee's rental rate below the established minimum rental rate.
Which is?
$500, I think, wasn't it?
Freeze, right?
$500. I think this first phase was, the minimum was $500, I believe.
For that to be flipped, we even talked about, what if you're 74 and married to a 20-year-old?
Now what if you are?
We did.
Continue, guys.
She's got 35 years, but once it caps, she's going to be paying quite well. No.
Well,
we did look at that.
The answer is she keeps that. Once that's established, she keeps that.
That's right.
Who assumes that it's a she?
I'm not going there, my legal counsel.
You did that. You really did that.
Are you kidding? Why would she keep that? Why would she keep that?
You would.
Are you kidding? You don't change the lease.
They change
that at the property tax office.
Right. But if the older party deceases,
right,
and there's a party that's not 65, what the tax counties do is you don't it's not frozen anymore. It will go up until that person then reaches 65, and then we'll freeze at that point. They don't get the benefit, I don't think, of their spouse's age.
Why can't we do that?
That's the
Does that get everybody married young?
That may help them to die young.
Well, we're deteriorating rapidly here. Let's go for free. Are you just going to?
I think I do need to correct, in all due respect to John. The real issue, I think, here is that no matter what age the spouse is, if there is a homestead exemption on that lease and there is a discount applied to that rate that those individuals are paying, if the senior individual passes away, the other individual, the remaining spouse, maintains that lease rate. I mean, she may be 62, and we were going to give her the opportunity to have that lease rate as well, that exemption, living there.
Well, now you're going through trying to figure out what that is all the time, because now that's not going to be carried that way on the property tax rate rolls.
We'll follow.
There's a 55 cap or something that says if
the spouse is at least 55, they'll have a W on their record.
Okay.
If not, they're younger than that, they won't. So that's an issue. But if the spouse is at least 55,
I should have married a younger woman.
They'll maintain the discount as long as they're 55.
Okay.
We will follow.
Okay.
We're going to follow whatever the tax. I may have misspoke and misunderstood the tax. But we'll follow what the tax, what the taxing exemption laws are.
Let me clarify this. We are following what the tax thing says in terms of homestead exemption and freezing. But remember that the property tax rules freeze the value. They don't freeze your taxes. So we're being more generous in our case.
Right.
Because we're freezing the dollar amount, if I hear you right.
Right.
And they don't do that at the property tax office. And these senior citizens that are on there still got to contend with the property tax office and that their property value may be frozen, but the rate that the county needs to generate, the tax rate against that is not frozen.
Their taxes may actually go up, but the way it's written here, their lease would not go up.
Which is more generous than
the tax. Which is actually more generous the way it's written here. That's correct.
I'd like to ask my committee members if they are okay with the wording of freeze, and if so, if we could have a motion for a resolution. If not, then perhaps we
if there's not a motion to move forward, then maybe we send it back and ask for further clarification for the next
further
meeting.
Clarification.
I'm okay.
You're okay?
I'm all right.
I decided I'm okay.
Somebody move.
I wasn't at first, but
make a motion.
If I don't know, Laura Lee, whatever, however that, is there a lot of moving around of language in that resolution?
I think it's good. All of them
Can we change that now?
Okay. The others are okay. It's just a matter of first.
25%
out. He could change the letter. He could change the
title. Director Greer, I think there needs to be what a phrase to clarify we're going to do whatever the tax office does for the surviving spouse. That's not in there. Just leave it.
Right.
Okay, so
it's not clear that it starts as of January
for the surviving spouse. That's not in there.
Okay. Laura Lee, should we reference that we will follow the tax office guidelines?
I would rather.
I didn't see there.
No, there's another thing here. We have until April to do this. We don't have to do it tonight. Let's get it right and then bring it back to
yes.
you.
Well, we can bring it back April. We've got till the end of this year. This doesn't have to be decided at this meeting. It's not going to be implemented until January 1st, 2008, anyways. So.
Yes, I move that.
I would agree to that. However, I would like the audiences to know that the sense of the board is to grant it a senior citizen discount.
I
freeze,
would,
rather than put it off for 3 months and have stories
right
go around.
No one gets into trouble.
Okay, then for the record, we are rewording the resolution to read freeze. That will be redrafted and brought back to the committee and the board in our April meeting. And that the intent of this committee then is to adopt the freeze with the proper wording in April. Is that?
We'll bring another bring it forward for resolution.
That's okay.
Have I done everything legal? Because who knows?
That's fine.
That's trying. Best. Let's get that wording right.
Yeah, let's do it right.
Still think
oh boy, funny. Look at the state.
There's a millionaire.
Okay.
They get 65.
Oh yeah,
and they don't have to pay.
Okay, then
get a freeze. I don't like that.
Okay, so since we're all clear on this, Phil,
do it.
Okay.